Well, in fact, the meeting is still going on, and it aims to solve the problem of, the coup d'etat, which happened some few months ago. As you can remember, in on the 9th of August this month, there was a code signed in Maputo to put to an end to that violent situation, if you can call so, in Madagascar. In that accord, the parts agreed to be part of negotiation and to form a transitional government that will take 15 months. The government will be comprised of a prime minister, three prime ministers. And then what is being discussed now, today, is who is going to be a prime minister, who is going to be deputy prime minister, and so on. And then the accord signed on the 9th of August says that those who will be part of the transitional government, they will not run for election, which will be held after 15 months of preparation of constitutional amendment and all these sort of things. So it means that, for example, the ousted president, Mark Ravalo Manana, will not be part of that. In fact, he said in the beginning of this month that he will not be part of a transitional process, but he allowed his movement, his party to be part of the transitional process.
So far that you witness the discussion, are the leaders having honest discussions about the way forward in Madagascar? What do you sense during the discussions?
Yes, they are being honest as far as I can understand from what I have been trying to get from them. They are being very honest. There are four leaders taking part in this negotiation: Ravalo Manana, Albert Zofi, Rajoelina, the coup leader, and the former president Ratsiraka. So all of them, in fact, they say that are committed to solve the problem of the problem that Madagascar is facing today. So I believe that by the end of this today, there will be some sort of understanding, some sort of agreement of who is going to be a prime minister, who is going to be deputy prime minister.
Now, Simone, do you think by the end of discussions today that the meeting ends? Do you think that Malagasies should be hopeful about their future and that the escalating political tensions will be resolved?
I believe so. That will happen, in fact. And what will happen afterwards? That after this discussion in Maputo, they will go back their country, and then try to put this the agreement that would be reached in Maputo to the all other stakeholders in Madagascar. In fact, there are some small political parties which are interested also in being part of the process, but they are not represented in Maputo.
Former leader of Mozambique, Joaquim Chissano, is spearheading, acting as a mediator among the talks. So far, have they accorded him that respect, and what influence do you think he's had on the talks so far?
I believe so, because if you can remember, the parties decided themselves that the talks have to be must take place in Maputo, where Chissano is staying. I mean, the country of Chissano, because they respect him. And then it was supposed to be, this second round was supposed to be taking place in some other country, but they also decided that they gave confidence to Chissano, and then they said, no, let's go to Maputo again, and then we believe that Chissano is doing a very good job. And in fact, the whole SADC leaders, they are backing Chissano in this process. If you can remember, President Jacob Zuma of South Africa was recently in Angola, and he called on other regional leaders to back Chissano on this process.